Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia observing a national day of mourning today for the 224 people killed in a plane crash Saturday in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The Airbus A321 was a charter flight operated by a small airline called Metrojet. Disappeared from radar 23 minutes after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh. That was before dawn on Saturday on a flight to St. Petersburg, Russia. Investigators have the plane's data recorders, which might explain why the plane crashed. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a hotel in Mogadishu today, leaving at least 10 people dead. Al-Qaeda-linked group seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country and has frequently beheaded, stoned to death, or amputated the limbs of people accused of various crimes. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he welcomes international talks on Syria, but said the destiny of President Bashar al-Assad should not impact the country's future.
The future of Syria, or future of all these peace talks, Syrian-led negotiation, should not be held up by an issue of the future of one man.
17 nations had a mutual understanding in Vienna on key issues, including the need to speed up diplomacy to end the fighting in Syria. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says at least 70 people were killed, happened in an airstrike and shelling on a crowded rebel-held neighborhood near the Syrian capital. MSF reporting Saturday that the attack on a marketplace in Douma wounded another 550 people. This is VOA News. A local official in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province says civilians are rising up to confront Islamic State militants, but reports from the area Saturday indicate such actions had not yet begun. One local man says militant kidnappers made a video of his father after abducting him and more than a dozen others in Nangarhar, where Islamic State extremists have recently expanded their activities despite Afghan security forces' intense efforts to contain them. Tribal elder told VOA that representatives of local tribes met Saturday to ask the government to increase its efforts to remove the threat they face from the Islamic State fighters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was widely expected to take a lead role in campaigning for the AKP. That's the political party he helped found ahead of today's general election, but kept a back seat. The AKP is fighting to reestablish the parliamentary majority it lost in the June polling. We get more now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Sinan Ülge, a visiting scholar at Carnegie Europe in Brussels, says Erdogan has learned from the June polls that such campaigning may be counterproductive.
Erdogan is a politician who relies very much on polling. He understood if he campaigns on behalf of a political party, that doesn't necessarily help the popularity of that party, given that the Turkish constitution asks the president to be impartial.
In the June poll, Erdogan drew widespread criticism for openly campaigning for the AKP, holding almost daily rallies and on many occasions opponents claim using public funds. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
And here in the U.S., President Obama has called for reform in the criminal justice system, particularly when it comes to nonviolent offenders. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said keeping people in jail without any prospect of finding a job once they're released is bad for the economy and bad for the country.
Every year we spend $80 billion in taxpayer dollars to keep people incarcerated. Many are nonviolent offenders serving unnecessarily long sentences. I believe we can disrupt the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails.
President Obama plans to travel to New Jersey on Monday to highlight some of the efforts made by Americans who paid their debt to society, attempting to reintegrate themselves into their communities. Leaders of South Korea, China, and Japan meeting today for their first three-way summit since 2012. As they attempt to put aside lingering disputes and resentments dating back decades, South Korean President Park Geun-hye hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang in Seoul.
That's the latest world news from VOA.